We're deep in the dog days of summer, and only in New Orleans would that be an excuse for a party. On the first Saturday in August, some 30,000 people will deck themselves in white attire and hit Julia Street for the 25th annual White Linen Night. It's a block party to end all block parties, and here to talk about it with us is Laura Tennyson, Associate Director of External Affairs at the Contemporary Arts Center. Hello, Laura, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Renee. Thank you for having me.
So for visitors or newcomers, people who have never been to White Linen Night, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's an incredible celebration of art, culture, and community. You know, many people do not know, but the downtown warehouse art district was an evolutionary kind of area that 25 years ago, you know, we started this White Linen Night. A couple of art gallery owners decided that they wanted to bring some locals out during the doldrums of August and created this night. And 7,000 people showed up, and that was in 1994. So now, 25 years later, the event is kind of a signature event for New Orleans and for some of the regional visitors, as well as some national visitors. So the Contemporary Arts Center produces the event and in coordination with the Arts District of New Orleans. And it's the one opportunity, I think, that New Orleans has to tell the world that we're a really serious art city as well, a contemporary art city. And so that's kind of our way we're approaching the 25th anniversary, and we want to invite everyone to come out and support the galleries. You know, at the core of it all is about celebrating and supporting artists and providing artists with a platform and an opportunity to showcase their work and their perspectives. That, I think, is really at the core of what the Hancock Whitney White Linen Night is all about.
You host an after party at the CAC, is that correct?
Yes, yes. We host White Linen After Dark at the Contemporary Arts Center's warehouse. The event starts from 5:30 to 9:30, and it's all along the blocks, and everyone has openings. And then at the Contemporary Arts Center, we invite everyone back for the official White Linen Night After Dark party.
Why white linen?
Well, you know, from my research, that's a great question. I learned that, one, bankers in the South used to wear white linen in the summer. So we thought, wow, that might be a good, actually the founders who started it felt that would be a good attire. And it's caught on, and folks look for their best white linen and white cotton as well. But, you know, it's a way of the community kind of saying, okay, we're with the program, and we're all going to gather in the same spirit.
Tell me what's coming up at the CAC to look forward to in the fall.
Oh, well, that's a great question. I'm so glad you asked, because on White Linen Night, we're opening our signature open call exhibition, which is an exhibition that includes around 30 or so artists who've submitted art to participate in it. The theme is identity measures, and the artists are exploring how their identity is shaped, whether it's shaped by race, gender, class. It's curated by a special guest curator, Jordan Amarki from the American University. So we'll be opening that exhibition on White Linen Night, and we'd love to have everyone come out and support these young, emerging, local and regional artists. They're artists from the around 200 miles radius of New Orleans. So I think that's going to be a very amazing exhibition.
Thank you, Laura, so much for visiting with us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Renee.
In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.